I'm weirdly calm. I've been weirdly calm since the kickoff, which, as if everyone knows me, I'm quite excitable. Very excited after the Wimbledon game and during the game when we won. But today is a sort of more feeling of calmness, and I think I'll get home, can have a couple of drinks with the lads and the supporters in there. But I think it'll just sort of kick in a bit more tomorrow what we've just achieved.
I think calm was the way to describe that performance. Sutton looked like a side that knew exactly what they were doing throughout the entire 90 minutes today.
Yeah, great credit to the coaching staff as well, Bairdie, Mickey Stevens, myself. You know, we had a game plan which the players knew. They executed it, I thought, very, very well. But the idea was always to make sure we could break with numbers, and that was Adam May and Betsy Gomez supporting Deacon and Biamu. So, you know, there was a game plan in play. I thought we created a clearer chances. You know, their keepers made three fantastic saves, and from what BT are telling me, half of them say it's, you know, our first goal should have stood, and the other half are saying it shouldn't. So that's how close it was for us to go 1-0 up. But you know, nerves are still from the skipper. You know, he's been a terrific ambassador for me in the dressing room, and you know, I'm so pleased for him. He got the goal.
He had nervous, I thought, that penalty as well. You must have had so long to think about it as well. It seemed a long time between the foul on Rory and the referee pointing to the spot.
Yeah, the irony is that we had this chance against Notts County six, seven years ago, and Leroy Griffiths missed the penalty at the time, and that would have put us, I think, 1-0 up. And you know, I just remember thinking that Notts County penalty came back to me as Jamie was stepping up. So to see it go in was, you know, was a great feeling.
Jamie put it in the same corner, I think, if I remember rightly. I think I was here for that game against Notts County, and it was the same corner that Jamie put it in.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I thought he hit the corner better than Leroy on the day. I think Leroy's was a bit straighter, but it's just, as I said, he's been a fantastic leader for me over these last couple of years, and he gets that dressing room together. You know, he demands we work hard. And like I said, I think a lot of the credit today must all just go down to those players, because, you know, they've got us through.
This story just doesn't know when to stop at the moment, does it? Promotion last year, fifth round of the FA Cup, furthest Sutton have ever got in this competition.
And 16 in the
there
trophy
is a chance,
well.
Absolutely, in the trophy.
Yeah, I mean, genuinely, that's our best chance to do it. You can never normally fight on three fronts. We've got to be very careful that we don't overlook how important the league is, because we're sort of 7 to 8 points clear at the moment, but we've got a couple of games in hand. So we do need to get on and win a couple more. I think 50 points guarantees you safety. So we need about 4 or 5 more wins, but so that group of players in there will make sure it doesn't happen. But yeah, we got to concentrate now on what's coming up over this next 2 or 3 weeks as well.
It is a 3 week period now to the fifth round, and of course tomorrow night you'll be in the clubhouse looking ahead to the fifth round draw for the first time ever for this football club, and wondering who you might be getting. Of course, there would be a certain irony if you get Lincoln.
Well, we're due to play Lincoln on the 18th of February, so that got cancelled yesterday when Lincoln got through. There's no, you know, it'd be no stranger fate than we end up playing Lincoln, as we would have done if it was a league game. And then it guarantees a non-league team in the quarter-final, and that's never happened before. So that would be a fantastic moment for one of us if it happened. Clearly, Lincoln and us don't want to draw each other. You know, we play each other in the league. That's not what the FA Cup's about. The FA Cup is about maybe Sutton drawing Chelsea in a local derby, and then the whole world will take notice.
And this weekend in particular, you've mentioned Lincoln, Oxford beating Newcastle as well. Today, Fulham beating Hull, Millwall beating Watford. You've topped the lot now by beating Leeds United, 86 places between you at the start of play. Is this the weekend that the FA Cup got its romance back?
Well, I think the romance is with the non-league teams and the lower league teams. Unfortunately, you know, you saw Southampton, my team, play a very weakened side yesterday. So The romance has always been there for us. As a Southampton fan, I remember being next to the wireless, you know, when the draws are made. That's the memories I have of the FA Cup. What other competition in the world could give us this sort of profile? You know, it's an amazing competition still. But when it comes to it, you normally find two Premier League teams in the final. But for us, yeah, it's a dream. You know, it's just dreams that are coming true.